Peter and Margaret are going to come and read three readings for us from Genesis, Colossians, and Revelation.
First reading is the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5, on page 3 of the Pew Bibles, or page 1 of the large print Bibles. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
The second reading is taken from Colossians 1, verses 15 to 18. It's on page 1182 of the Pew Bibles and 1829 of the large print Bibles. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
And the third reading is from Revelation chapter 21, on page 1249 or 1937 on the large print Bible. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Thanks, Peter and Margaret. Well, I want to take a few moments to reflect on those three readings that we just had read. There was one word that appeared in each of the three readings that I want us to focus on, and it's this word, beginning. In the beginning, God. Then speaking of Jesus in Colossians, he is the beginning. And then in Revelation 21, God says, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So Alex is going to bring up just on the slide this sort of theme, new beginnings. And I want to start just reflecting on Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. The whole Christian message starts here. In the beginning, with God. A God who has always existed, who created all things out of nothing. A God who has always been. In the beginning, God. God created a good world, but it wasn't long before that good beginning was marred as Adam and Eve, the first man and first woman, rebelled against God. And sin entered into the world like a black splash across God's beautiful world. I remember once I was getting ready to officiate at a wedding, and I decided to buy a new white shirt, one of those nice slim-fitting ones that make you look slim, supposedly. And I had it all ready, and it was all ironed and nice and ready to go. But one thing you have to do when you're officiating a wedding is have a special ink pen so that you can have the register ready to be signed by the couple and their witnesses. Well, I went to change the cartridge out of the ink pen with my brand new shirt on, and as I pulled it out, it splashed, and black ink, indelible, like ink that's impossible to remove, basically, splashed over my brand new white shirt. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get it out. In a sense, that's what sin is like in God's perfect world. We have splashed sin and rebellion against God's beautiful world. But it's not just out there in the world. We have splashed the black ink of sin in our own hearts and our own lives. And we're responsible for the sin that is in our hearts, that black ink that has just splashed across our lives. So in the beginning, God, he created a beautiful world, but we as people have all rebelled and turned away from God and splashed that beautiful world and ourselves with sin. But this takes us to the second passage we read. God makes a new beginning in Jesus Christ. God saw that the ink of sin had been splashed over the world and in our own hearts. And he sent Jesus into the world to bring the opportunity of a fresh new start to anyone who would come to Jesus and put their hope in him. In Colossians 1:18, we read that Jesus is the beginning. So in a sense, you had Adam as the first man who was kind of the sort of head of the human race. But it all got ruined by sin. But Jesus comes, in a sense, he's like a new head, a new first man over it all. And where Adam sinned, Jesus didn't sin. And where Adam died in his sins, Jesus took the sin of the whole world onto himself. And he died. But he rose again because death couldn't hold him down. And Jesus' resurrection brings the start of a whole new creation people. So the Bible says if anyone is in Christ, puts your faith in Christ, you just say, Jesus, I want to believe in you, I want to trust in you, his fresh new start can be your fresh new start. Here's how one translator, Eugene Peterson, translates 2 Corinthians 5:7. Anyone united with Jesus gets a fresh start, is created new. And we all need this. We all need this. Just to give you another illustration, I have here a whiteboard. It's fairly white, but it's not perfectly white, but it should be, so imagine that it is. And in a sense, this is just the same idea that I was explaining already, but with a different illustration. God creates a beautiful world, but we have sinned. We have sinned against God, and that black is there, and we cannot get rid of it by ourselves. But Jesus came into the world, and he can wipe away our sins and give us a fresh new start. He can make us white again. He can wipe the slate clean for us. And I think that is the best news. As we start into a new year, think of all the sins, all the bad things we've done, everything that we've built up year on year on year, all the things we're not proud of, all the things we're ashamed of, all the lies and the deceit and the sort of bending the truth here and there. Think of how it all builds up. It like fills a room up, our sin. But in Jesus Christ, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to cleanse us from our sins, to wash them all away, and to purify us from all of our unrighteousness. And Jesus offers that fresh new beginning to you this morning. A new beginning, sin wiped away, a fresh new beginning with Jesus Christ. They're available to anyone who will come and say, yes, I need that new beginning, Lord. God has great plans for his new beginning people. And this brings us then to the third passage we looked at in Revelation chapter 21. Jesus has started the creation of a whole new race of people, Christians, a whole new creation people, a people who have their faith in Jesus Christ. But one day Jesus is going to return again, and he's not just going to renew all of his people, he's going to renew all things and renovate this whole world. In Revelation 21, John speaks of a vision of a new heavens and a new earth. He says, God will wipe every tear from his people's eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain because the old order of things will pass away. And God says in Revelation 21:5, I'm making everything new. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You see, the end of the Bible is not the end of the story. It's really just the end of the beginning. I'll say that again. The end of the Bible is not the end of the story. It's the end of the beginning. And we will wake up from the dream of life and be with the Lord forever, in a new heavens and a new earth. So our God is a God of beginnings. In the beginning, God. He created all things. But we have sinned and put that black ink all over our own lives and over the world. But God sent Jesus Christ, the new beginning, into the world so that anyone who trusts in him can have a new beginning. And God fills us with hope as we look to the day when Jesus will come again and make all things new and bring in the fullness of that new beginning that was started in Jesus Christ. So as we look back on a year gone by and we may have regrets and sins and things that we're not proud of, we come again this morning to Jesus and he can make us new. His compassion never fails. His mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let's just pray and commit our lives again to the Lord. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful, sweeping understanding of you being the God of beginnings and new beginnings. And at the start of a new year, we want to remember Jesus, the one who makes us new, who gives us a fresh start, who takes our sin away and gives us new life as we trust and believe in him. Lord, we all need that fresh new start. We all need our slate to be wiped clean. And thank you that you offer that to us as we give ourselves to Jesus. Amen.